Tales Along El Camino Sierra is proud to present a four-part story this week on the Great Mount Whitney Fish Hatchery in honor of the hatchery's 100th anniversary this year. Here is episode two. In December 1915, the California Fish and Game Commission had narrowed its choice for the location of a new fish hatchery to either Lone Pine or Independence. On December 15th, Commissioner M.J. Connell announced a 40-acre tract on Oak Creek just north of Independence had been chosen as the site for the new show hatchery. The announcement brought forth a tidal wave of protest from communities which believed their own area should have been the chosen site for the new hatchery. Newspapers from Los Angeles, Pomona, and San Bernardino expressed outrage at the decision. Lone Pine civic leaders asked their state senator to intervene. But Connell held fast and work soon began at the Oak Creek site. Once the decision to build at Oak Creek appeared secure, Commissioner Connell moved the project forward at breakneck speed. Connell met with state engineering office in late January and told them the project should be considered as emergency work, and he expected the office to put six men on designing plans and specifications and have the design completed in a matter of just days. The engineer's finished design called for an enormous 42-foot wide by 200-foot long building with a tower rising over 90 feet high. The new hatchery was to be built of native stone with a tile roof and cement floors. The estimated construction cost was between $30,000 to $45,000. Taking care of the numerous details took longer than Connell had anticipated. Nevertheless, by the end of March, less than 8 weeks after engineers had begun the work of designing the great building, construction commenced on the banks of Oak Creek. The Inyo Independent newspaper declared, "It will be the finest hatchery in the West, if not the world."